In 2015, a Muslim woman named Malak Kazan filed a lawsuit against Dearborn-Estan Heights, a metro area Detroit municipality that is home to one of the largest and most concentrated populations of Muslims outside the Mideast. It is also home to the Islamic House of Wisdom, believed to be the second largest mosque in America, the imam of which was the spiritual leader of Ayatollah Khomeini's Iranian Navy. The city has a Muslim judge, David Turfa, who openly supports the terrorist group Hezbollah, and a Muslim activist, David Abdallah, among its city council members. Ms. Kazan was arrested after she was stopped by the police, and it turned out that she was driving on an expired license, and there were two warrants for her arrest. The police asked her to remove her hijab, the Muslim headscarf, for mugshots. They videotaped the process. Kazan sued over this, and the city settled the lawsuit with her. I filed several Freedom of Information Act requests for the settlement agreement, Kazan's mugshots, the video of the booking process, and several other related documents. But by the way, if you're just tuning in, I am reading for the one and only Debbie Schlussel, our weekly Friday movie reviewer, from a lawsuit that she has filed against the city of Dearborn-Estan or Dearborn Heights. Back to the narrative. Dearborn-Estan Heights denied my request for the booking photos and the complete video in violation of Michigan public record laws. Yet, Amir Makhlad, a Muslim male Arab who was reportedly born in Lebanon, asked for the same items, the booking photos and video, and the city granted his request. After all, he is of the preferred religion, gender, ethnicity, and national origin under Islam. On top of that, the city charged the male Muslim marked only. On top of that, the city charged the male Muslim Makhled only $15 for his request. I was asked to pay $24 for a lot less. After all, non-Muslims always have to pay the jizya. That's the DME tax assessed on non-Muslims under Islamic law. And we talked about this on many occasions here on the show. Folks, if you missed them, go search for jizya, that's J-I-Z-Y-A, at crusadechannel.com, and you'll get a couple of interviews between myself and our Islamic scholar expert, Andrew Bizad, where you'll learn that you have three, when you're in a situation like this, you have three options. Under Sharia law. Option one, you convert. You become a Muslim, and then you're covered. Option two, you refuse to convert, and they allow you to pay the jizya or the dhimmitude tax. In other words, it's a tax on not being one of them. Option three, they will enslave you in exchange for you refusing to convert. They'll let you live, but you will exist as either a slave or a sex slave. And then option four is they'll just behead you and be done with it. And if you do so for Christian reasons, then you become a Christian martyr.